Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 132. Patrick here, CJ Evolution. That is Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a podcast for the criminal justice professional, but many, many people that are not associated with criminal justice are listening. They're downloading the shows if they're interested and just want to know what we do in the criminal justice system. Everybody's welcome. Thank you so much for the support. 132 episodes made possible by you, the listener. Thank you for sharing it with your family and friends. Happy Labor Day, everybody. It is Labor Day, and thanks to everybody out there who are protecting us, brave first responders, everybody who's working this day in the criminal justice field. I appreciate what you do, as well as millions of other Americans. Thank you for keeping us safe. You know, everybody goes through rough times in their life, rough patches, and that's where my good friend Kim Ades of Frame of Mind Coaching can come into play. Head over there to frameofmindcoaching.com and see what Kim and her amazing team can do for you. Whether it's a rough patch in your life, maybe you just need some coaching or mentoring, they can help you with all that. So frameofmindcoaching.com and tell them Patrick from CJ Evolution sent you. So, you know, folks, we all deal with negativity, whether it's at work, in our lives. We all just we can't escape it. Sometimes we just deal with it, some more than others. But it is so important to have a positive attitude, not just in your personal life, but in your professional life too. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about 6 benefits of a positive attitude at work. Now, I know it's difficult sometimes, especially for us who work in the criminal justice field, surrounded by negativity all the time, but you got to find that positive in your job too. There's a lot of positives that you come into contact with every day. So first, less stress. To begin with, it's healthier for you and everyone around you. More and more studies are showing that stress can bring out a host of physical and mental problems. We've talked about all those before on the show, from insomnia, fatigue, loss of concentration, to more serious ailments like depression, body aches and pains, hypertension, high blood pressure, digestive disorder, believe it or not, severe ulcers, and even a heart attack and stroke. You need to nip it in the bud now to avoid both short and long-term side effects. So, you know, if you have that positive attitude, you know, looking at the glasses as half full, not half empty, you know, you're going to have less stress in your life. Now, I'm not saying that everything's all roses and sunshine and everything's great all the time. I'm not saying that. We're going to encounter some difficulties, some negativity, but overall, be positive. It's going to cause less stress in your life. Number 2, happy peers. Your stress level will certainly affect those around you, whether you are so scattered that you can't organize your thoughts enough to send a coherent email, or you lash out in anger and frustration at a startled and undeserving coworker. Improving your disposition will have a ripple effect that positively influences everyone you come into contact with. So the people you surround yourself with, right? If you're happy most of the time and you have a positive attitude, you're going to attract those people in your life. And the people around you are going to be happier too. I've often been told that I have that, you know, my wife tells me this sometimes when I get in a bad mood. Yeah, I get in a bad mood sometimes. And, you know, sometimes negativity, comes into my life and I let it take over for a little bit, but usually it's not too long. But my wife says, you know, I kind of like set the tone. So if I'm in a bad mood, it kind of affects everybody else. So I don't know if you're like that, but happy peers. Being positive is going to cause everybody else, or hopefully it'll rub off on the others around you. So number 3, job security. A bad attitude and subsequent side effects can get you fired. So take it down a notch. Take a deep breath and take a break before you go off the deep end and into the abyss. An employee who gets the ball rolling and keeps everyone on track is a much better asset. Everybody's expendable, folks. So if you're one of those people out there that are constantly pissed off, constantly negative, constantly in a bad mood, you can get fired. You can get let go. The sun does not rise and set with you. Everybody is expendable. Why not, you know, be positive most of the time and enjoy that job security? Number 4, boundaries. Having a positive attitude is not only necessary for your health and job stability, it is also required to enjoy life. But you have to take steps to get your happy place. You may not have the career you dreamed of. Most of us don't end up doing what we want or even what we had planned, but you can't focus on the negative. Keep in mind that you work to make money, nothing more, nothing less. You are not obligated to do anything other than provide the services for which you were hired. So setting your limits may help you to keep an even keel in the workplace. You ever know those people? I do, that are so consumed in their work. There's nothing wrong with those people, but usually something suffers, folks. If you are so consumed at your work, putting in all these hours at work, and you're constantly at work, we all know people like that, something is going to suffer, and usually it's going to be your personal relationships. Don't make that mistake. So number five, empowerment. Don't let the man get you down. There will certainly be times when you have to deal with tasks you don't enjoy, ridiculous deadlines and demands, and rude coworkers or managers. An excellent way is to empower yourself by saying no. If you are unable or unwilling to perform a task, simply say no. It's not easy, but it will make you feel pretty good. Now, I know what you're thinking. We work in a paramilitary organizations. You know, we have rank, structure, chain of command. I get it. But there are those instances where we can say no. You know, if we're, you know, we don't have to sign up for all the overtime, you know, and stress us out and, you know, we lose sleep. We don't have to get in deeper than we want to get in. You know what I mean? We all have those people at work have to have their hands in everything. You don't have to be like that. All right. Sometimes if somebody asks you, hey, would you be willing to take on this project or task? You can say no. Unless, of course, it's an order, then it's something different. Then if you're voluntold, you have to do it, right? So number six, and the last one, control. You control your life, your path, and your decisions, including often how you feel. Nobody can tell you or control how you feel. You have that power, right? Thoughts are very powerful. Remember, if we're thinking, you know, we're pissed off, we're thinking negatively, that's going to come out in our actions. If we're positive, we generally have a good outlook on things. You know, nobody can tell us or control how we feel. You control that. Don't be afraid to leave your job and look for something better. I'm not saying go out and quit your job, but there's other jobs out there. If you were so pissed off, so mad about where you're at in life, you control it. Nobody controls it. As for difficulties with others in your office, try to be rational and forthright. A lot of people are willing to meet standards of behavior if you let them know their actions are inappropriate. And there is always the HR department if all else fails. Folks, I hope this was informative, quick, and to the point. Sometimes that is the best podcast to have. We've got a lot of great guests coming on this week. Stay tuned, folks. You will not be disappointed. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that's cjevolution.net, you'll see links to Facebook. You can reach out to me on Twitter, LinkedIn. If you head over there and click on the iTunes link and head over there and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. I hope everybody is doing well, being safe. Until next time, folks, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.